Between 2012 and 2014, more than 600 Washingtonians died from gunshots, and 80% of those deaths were suicides. That statistic leads to a new public policy goal: keep guns away from people having suicidal thoughts. That idea made up part of the executive action on guns that Governor Jay Inslee announced yesterday, with Dr. Jennifer Stuber standing next to him. She's a professor of social work at the University of Washington. Dr. Stuber says it's important for suicide prevention to restrict access to all lethal means.
But the gun piece is particularly important, because roughly half of all suicide deaths occur with firearms. And firearms are the most lethal method of any method of death. So typically, if there's a suicide attempt, like if someone, not that these are good things to promote, but if people take pills or if they jump, the likelihood of death is much lower. And so now we know there are a lot of people who've attempted suicide. Most of those people actually go on to live and want to live. But with a gun, you don't get a chance to have a second chance.
Before we get to the governor's plan, Jennifer, would you mind telling us how you got involved in this topic, this issue?
Sure. So I was a professor of public policy at the University of Washington. I just moved here from the East Coast to Washington State. And I was a young mother. I had a young child. Then I had a second child. And I had a very happy marriage and to my husband, who was a corporate attorney. On February 18th in 2011, he took his own life with a firearm. And leading up to his death, he was suffering with severe depression and anxiety. And he got quite hopeless because the treatment wasn't immediately effective for his anxiety and depression, and didn't see any way out. He was so disabled by his anxiety that he couldn't even work. And he decided to end his life because he thought he was a burden to us, which is, we know, not the case. But anyway, I do this work every day because I believe that had I known more about suicide prevention, had the healthcare providers and the mental health providers who were treating my husband know more about how to prevent suicide, that he might very well be alive today.
Now, partly due to your efforts, Governor Inslee has announced the creation of a statewide suicide prevention plan. What would it do?
Well, the statewide suicide prevention plan was written over the last year, and you know, Governor Inslee signed the bill that allowed that work to move forward, which was fantastic. And what happened yesterday was really significant to me, because what Governor Inslee is calling for is a collaborative interagency effort, such that the, you know, we need the Office of Superintendent for Public Instruction, the Department of Health, frankly, the Department of Corrections, Employment Security Administration. We need all of our state agencies to raise suicide prevention up to be the priority it deserves to be. It's a leading public health problem in our country. And so Governor Inslee's executive order is really about putting new resources, new dollars into suicide prevention, which historically, you know, we've had very limited public investment. So exciting.
You know that my brother also killed himself with a gun.
Yeah, and thank you for sharing that with me.
So you and I understand suicide's impact, and a lot of people do. I can also imagine someone listening to this saying, some people choose not to live anymore. Let's spend our limited tax money on saving other people. Mm-hmm. What do you say to that?
Well, what people really need to understand is that people who die by suicide want to end their pain and suffering and not end their lives, and that actually there's a lot we can do to prevent suicide. And I think there's another myth there that historically people have thought, if someone wants to do it, there's nothing you can do to stop it. And we know that that is absolutely not true. I think a great example, there's a story about, you know, we know from following people who've jumped off of, attempted suicide by jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge. That's a really, really horrible way to end one's life, like as any method is, but sometimes people survive. And we know, for example, from following those people, that most people don't, who have attempted suicide, don't actually go on to end their lives. And so once they got the help, the support, the connection that they needed, they were able to actually move forward and find meaning in their lives. And there's hope.
What do you want people to know today about guns and suicide?
well, I want everyone to know the steps they can take to prevent suicide. And in particular, people need to be aware of what the warning signs are. People need to not be afraid to have the conversation about suicide. If you are concerned about someone in your life whose behavior has changed dramatically, they may be at risk, they're depressed, you know, you really need to ask directly about suicide. And I think the lethal means piece, firearms, for example, should always be stored safely and responsibly, but you really need to be extra vigilant if you've got somebody at risk for suicide in your house and get people in to help by calling the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. They're open 24/7 and will help anybody who has a concern about suicide.
Dr. Jennifer Stuber, professor of social work now at the University of Washington. Her efforts led in part to a new executive action from Governor Jay Inslee to keep guns away from people with suicidal thoughts. The Washington State Department of Health says 4% of Washington adults and 20% of Washington 10th graders seriously considered suicide in the past year. If you need support, the number, again, for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255.